Now on Colorado's Morning News, inflation and high gas prices don't seem to be going anywhere as gas prices in this country have hit all-time highs. The average price per gallon in Colorado, $4.10 a gallon, according to AAA.
That plus something has spooked the markets as a downward trend continues there. And here with us now, president of daytradefund.com, friend of the program, Jay Ratliff. Jay, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So what's up with the markets? Is it skittish about inflation? Is there more going on? Is it a little bit of everything with Ukraine? What is the issue right now?
I do believe, Marty, it's a confluence of events. We're seeing a lot of things happen at once. We have rising interest rates, which, of course, was expected, telegraphed. We knew it was coming. And inflation has been the one that has been kind of the slow crawl. From the concept of the stock market finally catching up with reality, because it's many times we're seeing that the stock market, as we've seen and discussed for so many years, is not really reflective of Main Street. And I think this is a perfect example of it when we had stocks that were soaring at a time when we started to see the inflation really start to kick in. And this was late last year. So as we rolled into this year, it continued to get worse. And right now the concern is, okay, could a combination of the rising inflation, the Fed's response to inflation, kind of trigger something that could lead us down the road to recession. And if that's the case, as a lot of people are saying, look, I want to lock in what profits I can on my stocks or break even since they've been down from where they were at, and they're moving a lot of money off the table. We saw a couple of weeks ago $17.5 billion leave equities in a single week, and that trend has continued as the confidence right now in Wall Street and markets around the world continues to erode.
Yeah, day traders don't mind that volatility, but for the rest of us, we're getting a little bit queasy. What would you recommend other than, you know, you mentioned people taking their money off the table? That doesn't sound like the best idea either.
It's not. It is not. And so many times, April, you have people that try to respond to the headlines. And if you're a long-term investor, recognize that if you're putting in monthly contributions, if your stock price drops, all you're doing is buying more shares of a stock that you really like. And as a result, then you're in good shape long-term. Now, the problem is when you have people that are married to a stock, and by that I mean even with a stock that's performing bad for whatever the reason, they simply refuse to let go of it. I'm thinking of Peloton. Peloton a year ago was $120 a share. Peloton, with some bad news again today, dropped down to $10 a share in pre-market. That's not the kind of stock that you want to hang on to and keep averaging down over and over and over again, because that type of stock may have a difficult time recovering. But it's not alone. PayPal's down 44% this year. Facebook, 38%. We have Moderna down as well, 42%. It just goes and goes and goes. And there's sometimes a difference between a stock that's strong enough that's going to recover versus one that has some challenges in front of it. A lot of these drug stocks especially, where the demand for some of their services aren't quite as much as they were when we were going into the pandemic, and their stock prices are certainly reflecting it.
Jay, we keep hearing about job creation, yet we've still got inflation going on, so we've got kind of this conflicting story coming out about the economy. Are people kind of figuring out that the jobs numbers don't tell the whole story here?
That's exactly the case, and a lot of times when they come out with a number of the jobs that were created the month before, you really have to dig into the numbers and see, were they seasonal jobs, were they jobs that are going to be here for a period of time, were they permanent jobs, what's the average hourly wage, is it going up, is it staying the same and dropping? And, of course, the unemployment numbers, which are a bit skewed, can reflect kind of overall how things are going. But the bottom line is that we have an economy right now where a lot of people aren't working, not choosing not to work, and you have small business owners that are absolutely being hammered because, yes, they survived the pandemic. Congratulations for that. That wasn't easy. They come out of it to find out that there's a job market where people don't want to work, and it's very difficult to bring people in. You have restaurants and other businesses that want to operate at full capacity, can't, because they simply don't have enough workers to do it, at a time when you also have a rise in the cost of goods and services that makes being a business owner even more of a challenge. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on here that unfortunately paints, at least in the near term, a future that's quite bleak.
Learn more of Jay's wisdom at daytradefund.com. Jay, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
My pleasure.